What's up, Beardos? If this is your very first time listening to the podcast, this is a perfect place to start.
Basically, our whole philosophy boils down to don't be a jerk.
Don't answer the question first time. Not answering the question. I really hope people didn't tune in to hear us talk about beer.
Welcome to the show. I'm Paul.
And I'm Andy.
And we are The Bearded Vegans, a podcast featuring a dissection of all things vegan.
If you have already listened to this podcast, you can probably skip this episode. But if you have no idea what this whole thing is about and you're looking for a place to break in, this is made just for you.
That's right, Andy, because we totally know that breaking into a new podcast that has over 200 episodes can be a very daunting task. So we are here to give you a nice roadmap for where to start.
That's right. So, but before we do that, just give you kind of a sense of who we are, what this whole thing is about. We've been doing this podcast for over 4 years, and it's been a little bit of a evolution, but we've kind of found our sweet spot in having long form, very nuanced conversations, looking at all sorts of different angles, not necessarily ever coming up with a specific answer to a solution, but we sort of hope that by us having a conversation, trying to look at as many different possible ways to look at a problem, a situation, an ethical consideration, that it helps all of us figure out how we actually feel about these things.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a podcast where someone tells you this is the right thing to do and this is the wrong thing to do, this may not be the podcast for you.
Yeah, we are definitely not here to tell you this is what you have to do to be a good vegan, or here to like take away your vegan card, tell you how to think about certain issues in the world, even though we certainly have very strong points of view. We're less interested in telling you how to think and more interested in hoping to illuminate all the various angles that one could get into in the world of veganism.
And so, like Andy said, the podcast has evolved over the past 4 years. And so we would not recommend necessarily starting from episode one, both in terms of both in terms of quality of content and also quality of recordings, because, you know, we did not know how to do the recording stuff very well at the beginning. Still don't really know how to do it well, but at least we've gotten slightly better. So like Andy was saying, we've evolved over the past 4 years, and we've kind of found that a lot of our episodes fall into one of a few different types of categories. And so what we've decided to do is create a Spotify playlist that kind of emphasizes the episodes that we feel represent our podcast the most. Is that fair, Andy?
I think that's fair to say. They are exemplary of the type of thing.
Andy's got his thesaurus. He's looking at different ways to say this.
They are indicative. You like that one? Of the types of episodes that we like to do and the types of conversations that you're getting into if you do come to this podcast. And so we have picked out what we think is sort of the pinnacle, the zenith of each of those types of episodes. And we are going to put those into this Spotify playlist, along with a couple of others that we think would be good follow-ups to those episodes. You can find that playlist in its entirety right now by going to thebeardedvegans.com/start here. But we are also going to be dropping the first 4 tracks of that playlist, which are the vegan cream of the vegan crop.
The precipice of our podcast.
Of the ones that we think would be a really good place for people to start if they want to get an idea of what this podcast is about. So we have taken 4 episodes from the back catalog, plucked them from the abyss, and plopped them right down in easy to digest format for you. And we have removed a lot of the introductory stuff that was in those episodes. If you listen to this show from episode one, which again, do not recommend, not that I am not proud of that work, but it is just not indicative of what we're doing now. You'll notice that as the podcast has gone on, we've focused way less on food that we're eating and less on shorter news stories that's just sort of reporting the news. And so we've cut all of that stuff out and we're just recording very short new intros for these 4 episodes we're about to drop that will explain a little bit more in depth on why we chose those episodes and you'll have access to those in our main feed. But again, you can go to the Spotify playlist and get all of them right now. So, Paul, first episode category.
So, Andy, one of the types of episodes that you will find as you listen through our catalog is that there are episodes on topics which we say, this would be a really great thing to talk about. We have no idea about any of this. I guess that would fall into for a lot of the episodes, but for
most of the episodes.
but there are some in particular that we say we know nothing about this, and you know it would take a little bit of time, but we could do some research and find out the things that we need to know about this, and then bring it to you, the people. So this first category is kind of like episodes that we, mostly Andy, did a lot of research about, and we've kind of brought that to you. And so, Andy, the episode that we chose that's indicative of this is episode 96, How Do We Combat the Backfire Effect?
And you might be saying, what is the backfire effect? Of course, we get all into it in the episode, but essentially it's the phenomenon where you present someone with concrete facts that prove what they're saying is wrong. And not only do they not admit that they were wrong about it, but in fact, they double down on their very belief that you just proved wrong, which obviously is a huge obstacle towards vegan advocates. So we dive all into that. We talk about what can we do to counter that? How can we navigate around that? Turns out the human brain is really bad at receiving new information, Paul. And this episode also kind of falls into a subcategory that we love to talk about, which is essentially how do we make our activism more effective? And I think that this episode is certainly exemplary of that as well. So that episode is actually available right this very second. We are dropping it the same day that we are releasing this little mini episode. So you can listen to that right away. And in stark contrast to the well-researched episodes, Paul, we also have the second type of episode, which is one in which we just speculate wildly and sort of go back and forth on some sort of complex ethical gray area. And honestly, I feel like that is the type of conversation that we love to have the most. The type of conversation where there is not a clear-cut answer. It's the type of thing that once you've gone vegan, you still have questions about this type of thing. So you'll find an episode all about, you know, speculation about ethical gray areas of veganism. That'll be the next episode that we release. And so the episode that we have chosen that is a good example of that is called Do Animals Need to Die to Create the Perfect Vegan Burger, which was originally episode 189. So this is the most recent episode that we are sort of plucking and putting into this series. But essentially, we're talking about the fact that Impossible Foods, Beyond Burger, Just Egg, all of these ultra-realistic vegan animal product replicas all involve the death and suffering of animals in their creation. And how do we navigate that as vegans?
And so the third type of episode, and this is going to be the third episode that's released in this little mini series, deals with issues within the vegan community. And so the episode we chose for this one is Why Misanthropy is Bad for Veganism, which was originally episode 101. This is, I also feel like, Andy, this is indicative of an episode in which we get really heated about some things, that we feel kind of passionately about some things. So I did enjoy re-listening to this episode recently when we created this list. And so, yeah, what do you got? Do you got anything else to say about this?
No, I think these types of episodes sometimes are a little bit more inside baseball. And I think a lot of people find them illuminating if you're newly vegan and you don't really sort of know about the interpersonal politics and all of that that is going on behind the scenes. And so we talk a lot about common attitudes within the mainstream vegan community, how we feel about them, all the different aspects of that. So yeah, I was glad to bring this one back because amazingly, us releasing that episode didn't solve the problem, Paul. But maybe bringing it back a second time will do the issue. And then the final of the four that we're picking out is the type of episode where there's a giant news story that is sweeping through the vegan community and often just sort of the global community as a whole. And we find that the vegan community has sort of taken one specific take on that issue. And what we like to do is to really go behind the headlines, really dive into all the nuances of it and sort of ask the question, is how vegans are reacting to this? Is it helpful? Is it accurate? And so, Paul, I think one of my favorite episodes in the past year that we've done that is an example of this is called Vegan for the Amazon, which is all about how there's these raging forest fires in the Amazonian rainforest. And due to the fact that so much of that land is being cleared for cattle to graze, for cows to graze, a lot of people are saying, hey, if you just go vegan, that solves the problem. That's what hashtag vegan for the Amazon is kind of implying. And turns out there's a lot to say about that. It's the longest of all the episodes we're bringing back, clocking in at nearly 2 hours. So,
and this is episode 196, Andy, which makes you incorrect about the other one being the most recent episode. This is the most recent episode.
I have learned from the backfire effect not to feel cognitive dissonance and just accept the fact that I was wrong, Paul.
Yes, but this was a really good episode. I thought that we also put a lot of research into this episode as well, which I was very proud of, and I think it showed.
Yes. So those are the four episodes. Again, they're going to be showing up over the next couple of weeks in the podcast feed. Chances are you are listening to this well after all of these episodes have been released, and you just were scrolling through the episode titles looking for something that interests you, and you found the one that screamed start here. So hopefully all of them are there. But if you like those episodes, again, go check out the Spotify playlist, where we not only include them, but we also include a couple of other recommended episodes based off of, if you like this type, you'll like this type. And there's also a couple of other formats that we didn't include in this series, but it's important to note we do these mailbag episodes where we are answering listener questions and comments, and those usually include 5 to 15 listener emails we respond to. So they're kind of like shorter questions that we answer.
And those happen every 10 episodes.
Every 10 episodes.
And so also in the playlist, we're going to include a couple interviews. When we started the podcast, we thought we were going to do more interviews than we actually ended up doing. We rarely do interviews now, but there have been a couple interviews that have kind of been quintessential to our podcast. Like, we reference them all the time. And so we included those in the playlist. And we also love doing movie reviews. Obviously, these don't happen super often. They require a vegan movie to come out, or a vegan related movie to come out. So we've included a couple of the film reviews that we did as well.
Or a movie that the vegan community thinks is vegan related.
And so, yeah, we are very, I feel like the film reviews are fun too. We get super critical. Even if it's a movie that we loved, we like to get very critical about it and be like, what could this have done better? Did this get across what it was trying to get across? So the film reviews are usually, I think, more fun, even if you haven't seen the film.
Yeah, I definitely, that is, if I had my way, Paul, I've been on record saying this, we would only review films because that's just something that I love to do. So if you've seen a vegan documentary, chances are we have done a review of it where we pick apart the good and the bad. So yeah, hopefully this short little 15-minute thing here has given you a pretty good idea of what we're about, what you are getting into. If any of those things we talked about piqued your interest, go and check them out, or just scroll through the feed and find a topic that you think is interesting. But we think those are ones that would be a really good place for you to start. You can find the Spotify playlist at thebeardedvegans.com/start here.
Start here.
Start here.
All right, Andy, do we have anything else we want to tell the good people?
I think we just need to tell them happy listening and the following 7 words.
We are the Bearded Vegans, signing off.